It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Hey.
Yo.
So I found this article, and I don't know at this point whether people are just piling on Ozempic, you know, to come up with things that they could say that's negative about it. I mean, I know they talk about Ozempic face, and they're getting women are getting facelifts and skin removal and all that kind of stuff after they've lost so much weight so fast that their face just starts sagging and turkey necks and all of that. So you always hear about these side effects. And this one, though, it says that Ozempic users are claiming they've lost interest in masturbating.
Ah. What?
As experts weigh in on how weight loss drugs can have a devastating impact on our libidos. Isn't that a deal with the devil?
Yep.
You know? You get all skinny and looking good and everything, and then you lose interest in you know, not that, but if it lowers your libido all the way around, then you lose interest in being with other people. So it's like the devil's saying, okay, I'll make you really, really good looking, but then I'll make it to where you're not interested in, you know, in doing what good looking people get to do.
What do you pick?
Oh, I pick looking good.
Yeah. Same, which is sad, maybe, but I don't know. I do. I pick looking good every time, but no matter what it's up against.
Yeah, pretty much. Unless it's like, you know, saving somebody I love. Like, you can either look good or, you know, somebody you love is going to be in an accident or whatever.
Sure. Of course. Yeah.
Say, well, what? How badly are they going to be disfigured? I have to know details.
Yeah. Like, are they going to get seriously injured? Is the airbag going to come out? Is it a car accident? I have so many questions.
It's not just a blanket, yes or no.
Yes.
I don't know. I still think I'd pick to have the strong libido.
You would?
I think so. Yeah. Like, do you not want to experience like that, you know, again, ever again?
But
I think the euphoric feeling I would get from looking good would replace that. I get more out of looking good every day.
Yeah.
The euphoric feeling of looking good. I mean,
Well, it's, but also like if you have a libido and it never gets used.
Well, like, you can find, there's somebody for everybody. Don't you think like you could find somebody to hook up with? I mean,
Yeah, look at that. What are their names? Tammy and Amy, the 1,000-pound sisters. They, since that show's been on, it's like every year they got somebody they're hooking up with.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
You're right.
I mean, I would love to be, have both, obviously. Yeah,
but you can't.
Yeah, I guess not. I could find somebody.
You can't have it all, you know.
But then would you want, you know, if you didn't look good, would you want somebody that didn't look good? I mean, you would still want to make the relations with somebody who's good looking.
Yeah. But I mean, you want that whether you're hot or not, I think. Mm-hmm. You want the best looking person you can, that's going to hook up with you, obviously, I think.
But, and I don't know, when you look good, you feel good. And at that point, it's just like, do you even need it? I don't know. I'm just questioning, like, if you don't want it ever, then do you miss it?
Yeah, because then it's not like that you're just, that it says you can either look good and then walk around wanting it all the time but can't have it.
Right.
But it's the fact that you just don't want it.
Yeah.
It's so kind maybe- of like if all of a sudden they say you could look good and be completely in shape forever, but you're just never going to want a cheeseburger again. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, deal. Done.
Much as I love cheeseburgers, but if I don't crave it, then, you know, what's the deal? Yeah. And I would rather look good than have to make the relations with an ugly person.
Absolutely.
So if I'm ugly and I've got to make the relations with an ugly person that's on my level, I don't want that.
Right. Who does, you know? I mean, it's common sense, obviously.
Yeah, I mean.
Because you don't, you're not missing what you don't want. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like how we can solve the world's problems in like 2 minutes. I got this.
Rings is still sitting there going, y'all are nuts.
Yeah.
You're nuts. I mean, yeah, I guess.
How
I guess
it nuts though, if you don't want it?
Yeah, I guess not. I just couldn't imagine myself being in a place where I wouldn't.
I guess that's it.
With anybody. I don't know. I just, yeah I don't know. Like, yeah, life without that doesn't seem like that much fun. And a life without cheeseburgers doesn't seem like that much fun either.
But also, if you don't want it, you're like, okay, then like you see a cheeseburger and you're like,
I know. That seems sad to me. I don't know. It seems sad. When I get excited when I see the food coming to the table at a restaurant and Pete, like I want to still have those things.
I'm the same way. Food excites me.
Oh, I was that way the other night when I saw that extra side of broccoli coming toward me on my plate.
Yeah.
When I could have had the garlic mashed potatoes or the macaroni and cheese or steak fries or any of that. Oh. I was like, no, I don't even want any of that. Bring me extra broccoli.
Please.
He's so excited. Do you do that thing when the food's coming, you put your arms next to your side and you just go right here?
Yeah.
That's me. That's for me.
Right when here. The food comes, I always go like a kid. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, just imagine though, seeing a big pile of broccoli coming toward you.
No.
With a tiny sirloin steak.
It's so sad. But honestly, when you're hungry though, like, I don't know if you've probably shrunk your stomach to where you're not, but still when you're hungry, you'll eat anything at that point.
Yeah. And, with this program I'm on, it gets to the point where I start craving real food, you know, because a lot of the stuff that I use the food through the day that they give me, which is protein shakes and, protein pancakes and, you know, things like that. It's good and it works obviously. But I said, obviously, like I'm so skinny,
obviously look at me,
Mr. Skinty.
Well, you are.
But when it comes like the last meal of the day is supposed to be whatever I come up with, you know, like a lean steak and salad and, you know, that kind of thing. When it comes time for that, I'm ready for it every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and Saturday I was dying for you. I was acting like I used to act when I was, working out hard with, you know, weight training and cardio and all of that, when I would have a Saturday cheat day.
Yeah. That's
the way I was looking at having a small sirloin with a salad and some sauteed mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, though.
Yeah. When I used to look at, you know, pizzas coming my way and then five minutes later getting tacos and whatever I could just shove in my mouth on those cheat days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or that wet burrito with the queso on it and the red sauce.
Okay, let's not tempt him. I see his drool coming up.
And then covering it in cilantro. I always sprinkle cilantro all over it.
And a tall 32-ounce ice cold beer.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, it's funny because they always say, you know, after you get on that trajectory of like eating good, you don't crave bad things or whatever, which is partly true, but I never fully, any diet I've done, I've never fully gotten there. Like I still wanted other stuff.
And that's why, you know, that's why there's so many of them that when you're working out hard along with the nutrition plan, they give you a cheat meal or a cheat day because they know that sooner or later you're going to cave to it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if you have it, and it's kind of subconscious as well. So you've been eating so cleanly through the week, and then you have that day, they want you to just blow it out, eat whatever you can think of, shove in your mouth, because then when you wake up the next day, you're going to feel it. And they want you to say, okay, this is what that feels like. I feel nasty and heavy and ugh. mm-hmm. and then you get up and go work out, then the next time you have a cheat day, you may not hit it so hard, you know, but just putting everything in your mouth. Mm. But yeah, they want you to do that a lot. Now this particular program I'm on now is not, you know, it's not just to get, you know, lean and put on a little muscle mass and burn a little fat like I used to be on. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is, you know, where I'm part of the health crisis. You know, that's what the commercials say. You know, right. We're in a health crisis because there's so many people overweight in our country. Well, and I'm part of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then it's in stages. So the stage I'm in now, once I get out of that stage, then they'll put me in another one where it's more of a normal, you know, lifestyle of eating real foods and all that stuff. But, you know, I got about 91 pounds left to go till I get to that stage. I want to be down to about 130.
Nice. That's a good weight for you.
Yeah.
I can't tell if you're being serious or not. Yeah. I'd love to be 130. I don't know.
I mean, I'm only 5'8".
Yeah. Like, who's your fitness inspiration? Peter Pan. I want to look like one of the Lost Boys.
You know what? Tiny Tim.
Yeah. Fairy-like.
I think the perfect size for a man is what Matthew McConaughey was at the end of Dallas Buyers Club. I could get to that.
Just that.
What I'm going for.
Mm. Oh, yay, yay.
But they did say that I have good muscle mass.
That's good.
So.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. So you're not losing that. That's good.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I'm massive. Muscle man. I'm muscle man. But it's these big old ass legs I was born with, you know. Sure. So I always had muscular legs. So that makes up for the, you know, the no pectoral muscles and no biceps and stuff.
Like a fat kangaroo.
Yeah. I'm grew in reverse.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it.
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
I have often said, if it weren't for the weather getting so cold and getting so much snow, I would love to live in Lincoln, Nebraska. Mm. I've been there to visit because that's where my little friend Jenny is from. Her family lives there, and I've been there visiting them and all, and it's just a great little town. Love it. But this is not in Lincoln, but it is in Nebraska. There's a 65-year-old man named Edward Sinner is his last name. Sinner. Mm. He got arrested Thursday after cops found him sitting on the floor of a public restroom with his junk out. He also had a bag of meth on him. Because when I first read that, I was like, well, it's not illegal to be in a public bathroom with your junk out. That's what it's for.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. But not if you're sitting on a bag of meth, I guess.
Yeah.
It was a bathroom at a public park in Grand Isle, Nebraska, about 90 miles from Lincoln.
And he was sitting on it?
Mm-hmm. Someone apparently found him in there doing whatever he was doing and then called 911. Mm. According to the police, there were also items on the floor next to him that he'd been using for sexual gratification. So,
like a stand-up guy.
Mr. Sinner had a lot of sinning going on.
Mm-hmm. Did.
Don't you have to sin if your name is that? I mean, you just have to.
Well, yeah, and I think he took his name seriously because it turns out he had already been banned from all public parks in the area.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh
my gosh.
Took his job seriously.
Yeah. Let me see if I can get you this picture, Riggins. We have a little casual time here on Extra Funny.
you got to be a real derelict to get banned from all public parks. I mean, you really got to be an idiot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you dumb.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get this picture up for you.
Okay, let's see.
It's not a picture with his junk out, is it?
Hope so.
it's this where I got it is weird on my phone. Let's see if this works. Yeah, there it is. So that is, hang on a second, in the
I might be able to get it right here real quick.
Hold on. I got it. Okay. I got it. Just give me about 10 minutes.
Yeah,
I
mean.
my eyes ain't as good as they once was.
I get it.
Here it is. Mugshot. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Go into Regan. See, we have to send it to Regan's because he's in charge of the technical stuff.
You know sure. what? I just found it. If you want to give me 2 seconds, I can put it up there.
All right. I sent it.
Okay.
I mean, it's weird that a guy this handsome and all would be such a loser. He's got, you know, he's got so much going on for him. Distinguished looking older gentleman.
He is.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I know you're not into older men, Jenny. I mean, Lindsay, but look at this.
Oh, well, I'm into him.
Mm-hmm.
What a looker.
Now, if you didn't know why he was wearing prison fatigues and or a prison outfit and a mugshot, mm-hmm. and you said, what crime do you think this guy committed? You would probably say indecently exposing himself.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I'd go with drugs as well.
Mm-hmm. Or you know, sexual gratification in a public restroom from which he had already been banned.
Right. It looks like he's saying, who, me?
Yeah. Those aren't my double-ended toys.
Yeah.
Those must be from somebody else that was in there before me.
Yeah.
I was trying to clean up for y'all.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are deep, deep, deep set wrinkles. I mean,
mm-hmm.
He's seen some things in his day.
Yeah.
And things have seen him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things have seen too much of him.
Yeah.
But isn't that funny? Yeah, he looks like Albert Einstein.
Yeah. Yeah.
Albert Einstein went on to become like the greatest mathematician genius ever. And this guy is like, masturbating on the floor of a public bathroom with meth on him. I mean, it's funny how life works, I guess.
Yeah.
Can you imagine just the part about sitting on the floor of a public park bathroom? That's bad enough.
Yeah.
Gross.
But who's the narc? Who's the narc that called the cops? I would never move on.
Nerd.
God.
Ay.
Yeah, just sitting on the floor in any public restroom, that's your first offense.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Ugh.
Yeah.
But, I mean, did he forget that he was banned from all public park restrooms?
I forgot.
He's like, I swear.
I forgot.
Yeah. I swear, not this one. This is the only one I can go to.
Oh, we're still in Nebraska. I thought I'd done cross state lines. I thought I was in Kansas.
Shoot.
We would all remember being banned from a park, but if you live that fast life and you're doing meth, maybe it's just like another thing that's like, it's like watching the sun come up or something.
Yeah.
You may not even remember the last time you got arrested in a public restroom.
Yeah.
Public sure. park restroom. That's how you know you're really in trouble. You get arrested in a state park bathroom and you don't even remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There needs to be some intervening going
on. All-time low. You've hit rock bottom.
So you see somebody like this and you really wonder, like, what is their family like? What kind of family do they have? Is he just like the one they always talk about? You know, it's just like, I mean, we can't do nothing with him.
Yeah.
Eddie, we can't do nothing with Eddie.
Uncle Eddie.
We've all reached out to him. Hell, I opened my doors to him, let him live in my home. What did he do? He stole from me. That's what he did.
Absolutely.
That darn myth.
Mm-hmm. He's got them demons.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't get them out of him. He loves the wildlife. That's what he does. He just loves the wildlife.
Wild and free.
And I don't mean, you know, nature.
No. Man, I'm surprised you can even get meth in Nebraska. For some reason, I feel like Nebraska is like a clean state. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just, you know, they don't tolerate. Yeah. Like
wide open spaces. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good, wholesome people. It's shocking that people can get meth there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I only picture that kind of stuff going on in Omaha.
You know, is that right?
That's its biggest city, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I picture just a lot of corn eating people, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably had never even seen meth.
Yeah, bunch of corn eaters. Running around looking at one another and yelling, "Go Big Red."
Yeah.
You know, that's what they do. Like if I see somebody in an LSU shirt or something, when y'all have been with me in public and at Disney World or whatever, and I'm like, "Go Tigers." And then they'll go, "Go Tigers."
Yeah.
Okay. They're from South Louisiana. I can tell that.
Yeah.
Well, Jenny. Even little friend Jenny hollers, "Go Big Red" to people, and they yell it back at her.
Because they're who? What?
The Nebraska Cornhuskers, but their colors are red and white.
Gotcha. And so
they go Big Red.
And it's a lot to say Cornhuskers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Or just Huskers most of the time they'll call them. Go Big Red.
Go Big Red.
I'm surprised she gets involved in doing that kind of.
Oh, yeah. She's all in it. You know, those are people she has a connection to, you know, and she don't connect with just anybody. Less than their Nebraska fans.
She's not a connector.
And you know what's so stupid? I have almost wrecked on the interstate trying to get up beside somebody who had an LSU license plate frame or something that said they were LSU fans to try to get alongside them and hold up something in my truck that has LSU on it to say "Go Tigers" to them.
Yeah.
From the interstate. So like, stupid.
Hell, it is stupid.
LSU.
Like I was wearing an LSU shirt on the way to work the other night, and this car with Louisiana license plates, it was in the lane over from me, and the traffic wasn't moving very fast because, you know, it's congested enough. But I got up next to him. And he's talking to his family in the car, not paying attention. He had an LSU sticker on his car. And I got next to him. And the only thing I had on, the only thing I had in the truck that said LSU was my shirt. So I pull up beside him and just start holding my shirt up like this, trying to get his attention.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Yeah. He freaked out too. He loved it. He's like, "Hey, go Tigers, go Tigers."
It's just that camaraderie, you know?
Yeah. And you don't see many Louisiana people this far north.
Right.
In North Carolina.
So you get excited. I get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get excited about in-state things too. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, seeing somebody that far.
Right. Imagine if you were in, I don't know, let's say New York, mm-hmm. and you saw an ECU shirt go by. Yeah. You'd be like, "Oh, Pirates."
I do it all the time. I'm like, "Pirates." Oh, my God. Yeah.
No.
You're like, "ECU, I'm in there too." I'm not an arger, but a lot of people are.
I know. Your friend Mary is, isn't she?
Big time. Big arger. The patch, the hook.
Oh, the patch too.
Patch. Petey the Pirate.
I know. Was Gwen an arg? Yeah, Gwen that used to work with us, she was an ECU girl.
I feel like
I think so. I think so.
And so was Monica that worked with us.
Yeah.
We had three ECU girls that worked on our show at different times.
Because we're the best. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
No, you definitely have something in common.
I feel like, though, Monica would have screwed it up trying to put the patch on and say "R." I feel like she would have maybe put her hand over her mouth and say, "R." Oh, wait. Because, you know, she could be kind of goofy.
Yeah.
Lovably goofy.
Yeah.
and then bust out laughing at herself.
Yeah. You got to have some coordination to do it together. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I get that.
All right. Well, that's it for Extra Funny Today. I was going to say, hang on, there's more coming up, but there's not, unless you're a member of TJ Riggins Prime Plus, then you'll get an extra funny segment. That, you know, you get what you pay for. It's great. These other ones is free, and that's why you don't get much.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
What is new radio?
New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.